the Novos.
They're local as.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
Happy hump day, Crevo.
Happy hump day to you too, Meg.
Do you like the term hump day?
I'd say I'm more favourable to it, but relatively indifferent.
It's just a thing.
Okay. Like, who cares?
I know some people are very against the term
hump
day.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me that much. Not that bothered by it.
Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Hump day, are we a fan?
Definitely a fan.
Definitely a fan. Means we're halfway through the week.
Exactly.
What did we all get up to last night?
So yesterday I went out to this client's house to like buy a bunch of their furniture.
Yeah.
Cute story. This lady, she's like, I found the love of my life at 60.
Oh.
So this was like 10 years later that at the time they bought a house together, and she goes, I had this first husband. He was all right. And then found this second one, and she's like, it was the love of my life. And they're still together. They're just moving to the smaller flat.
Beautiful.
But it's nice. Like, you're never too old to find love, you know?
Gives me message. Hope at 33.
Yeah, you got heaps of time, Meg.
Plenty of time.
So that was my afternoon yesterday.
That was actually cool. Really adorable. I love that.
Yeah, what about you, Jess?
I was Alfie's birthday yesterday.
I did see on the gram.
So he got absolutely spoilt, and not by me, by Morgan.
Oh, because he's not with you at the moment.
Oh, no, he's here.
Oh.
Is he in the building, is he?
No, he's not in the building.
Oh, okay. Damn.
He's in bed still.
I need to give him a cuddle for his birthday.
You go over to Jess's house while she's not there.
I did send Jess a message last night when I saw him, but I didn't know I would have made treats.
Meg does that.
Yeah, I tend to do that a lot.
Meg does that.
I'm more likely to try and impress the dog friends than the human friends.
The dog friends appreciate it.
The dog friends appreciate it.
That's true.
We're going to do a first of five catch up with Jess.
The Novos. For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
All right, Jess, more industrial action for teachers across Newcastle and the Hunter next week.
Yeah, so the Hunter's public and private school teachers are going to take some landmark industrial action next Thursday. So the Independent Education Union and the Teachers Federation are doing this jointly. They have done this only once before in the 90s, I believe.
I was going to say, it's not normal that the public school and the Catholic schools come together.
Exactly. I guess at the end of the day, they're both calling for the same thing. When it comes to the public school sector, they're calling for a pay rise of 5% a year with an extra 2.5% to recognise extra experience, as well as 2 more hours of planning time a week. Of course, there have been strikes already this year. It's going to be the 3rd time in 6 months the public schools have striked, and the 2nd time Catholic school teachers have walked off the job this year.
Thursday's an interesting day to do it as well. I'll just do it on Friday so the kids can have an extra long
weekend.
Come on.
Yeah, what are they thinking? Obviously, yeah, I don't know. Look, I think they deserve it.
Oh, absolutely. Over the last 2 years, all the homeschooling, all of that extra stuff, they deserve a pay rise for sure.
Definitely. Now, the budget's the other big news. What have we got going on there?
Yeah, so for the Hunter, plenty of cash coming our way. There's $16.6 million going towards the development of the Newcastle Education Precinct. Lots of school funding, actually. $10.6 million for upgrades to Hunter River and Irrawang High Schools. There's been calls for years for more funding for Gilliston Public Schools. There's $1.7 million there. Some major road infrastructure as well. More cash for the inner city bypass, the M1 extension to Raymond Terrace, the Musselbrook and Singleton bypasses. There's also plenty of money in there for health and a few other things that have been sort of details released.
Yeah,
but we've heard about those for the last fortnight, really. $25 million for Williamtown's Special Activation Precinct, and $6.6 million set aside for new and upgraded homes for First Nations people. So lots of cash in there. Of course, a lot of people are being negative about it as well. It's Labor's job, I guess, to not be particularly happy with some of it. There's a few stories around this morning, you know, given the amount of money that the Hunter region puts into the state's coffers, that we really still aren't getting our fair share. So
I do love that we're actually actually they're focusing a little bit on mental health.
Yes.
Which is a surprise, to be completely honest, but very welcome surprise.
Yeah, that is
so good. Mental health services in Charlestown and Maitland.
Yes.
Very much looking forward to that.
Exactly. And there's plenty of money in the budget for women in particular
That's good as well.
Nice, so.
Also good. Yeah, there's never enough for those sort of things.
No.
You know, it's just a, it needs to be more for sure.
Well, we've got a bit of a win for us then, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks,
yeah,
absolutely. Looks pretty decent. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grillo. The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
Up next, we're going to head to Darwin, right? This publican has defended his pub from a crocodile.
Crocodile's attack.
Crocodile's attack. Well, yeah, it came at him basically, like with the jaw fully open, snapping away at him. And the way he's defended himself, not traditional.
Not your typical way.
You know what? It looks like something that should happen in Looney Tunes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
The way he's defended himself. And he's actually amazing. We're going to get into the details.
The Novos. Salmon
Yeah, we're going to Darwin to meet the Goat Island Lodge owner, Kai Hansen, right?
Sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah, so he's the publican of this pub slash restaurant, and apparently he has a pet crocodile.
What? A pet?
A pet crocodile named Casey. Okay? And unfortunately for Casey, Casey's a bit of a smaller crocodile.
Yeah.
Another crocodile has weaseled their way in to, like, the moat that surrounds this pub. It's one of the only places in the country that has a moat around the pub that has crocodiles.
Oh, my God.
Like a crocodile-infested moat.
Sounds full on.
Anyway, so it turns out this other crocodile, who he aptly named Fred.
Fred,
is named Fred, has gotten a bit bigger than Casey and starts, and it's been pushing him around a little bit, okay? The thing is, Fred decided to come at the owner, Kai.
Oh,
like, come out of the water. Like,
and snap
and
his jaws.
And start snapping his jaw. Anyway, Kai's defense in this matter was a frying pan. And has whacked him on the nose and sent him back into the water.
Fred, you are a naughty boy.
Fred, you naughty crocodile. Literally, it looks like something out of a Looney Tunes, like, cartoon. This crocodile is lunging at him. He gets the frying pan, whacks him on the nose a couple of times, and Fred scuttles back into the water, like, defeated.
It's. I think it's like when you, like, you know, boop on the nose of a dog.
With a newspaper.
Like, yeah.
This is exactly what it looks like.
You've been very naughty. Go back in your moat.
It blows my mind.
It's a, you know what it is? It's a different life up in the Northern Territory. You know, there's the way that they, like, if that was happened here, it would just be an absolute, you know, scandal. They're keeping crocodiles near a pub. It can't be done. In the Northern Territory, they're like, oh, just get your frying pan
and pop it
on the nose.
Well, they'd find a way to put the crocodile down or something like that in the Northern Territory. Absolutely not. Look, he's harmless.
It's just Fred.
It's just a crocodile. It's just Fred the crocodile.
Nothing to worry about.
I couldn't believe it. The footage is incredible. If you can go find it, we might even try and share it on our socials.
Yeah.
It's so comedic.
Amazing.
And there's
amazing.
A photo of Kai, so this publican, just holding the frying pan up like a badge of honour.
Yeah, of course.
No doubt this frying pan is going to be put into a glass cabinet inside the pub going, this is the frying pan.
That kept Fred at bay.
That kept Fred at bay and kept Casey, the other crocodile, safe.
I like that. It's a cool story.
Poor Fred, though.
What do you mean?
Wouldn't that hurt?
No, they're like... Crocodiles have about 5 brain cells.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're pretty simple animals.
I just feel really bad, though, because the way he scuttles back into the water is so defeated.
Yeah, he's been a naughty boy and he knows it.
He's been a naughty boy and he knows it.
He got back in the water, mate.
Poor Fred.
I like it how you feel sorry for the snapping crocodile. It'll take your arm off.
He was playing, maybe.
No,
I don't know.
No, he wasn't. He was hungry.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
all
good.
The food at the pub must have smelt really good.
Exactly. Who doesn't love a schnitzel?
No.
Hey, Meg, up next, a trend that's happening in Japan. It's a weird part of the world sometimes.
Can be questionable.
It can be. Men's underwear that's lacy. Apparently, this is selling out all across the country.
Yeah.
And the guys are really into it over there.
The guys just want to feel sexy and sensual.
Well, apparently so. Right, so we head to Japan for this next story where there's a new trend for underwear, boxer shorts over there.
Mm.
Apparently, men are now wearing ones that are lacy.
Ooh, that'd be kinky.
I'll show you a picture.
Yeah,
here.
Okay.
Can you tell me if you think you're into
all
the,
right,
the
let's
look?
Let's have a look. You know what? Not on a fella.
Not for you.
Not on a fella. Nah,
that was my first thought. But apparently, one of the department stores over there, which is like a Meijer of Japan.
Yeah.
They're all sold out completely.
What?
And the company is like rushing to try and make more to take advantage of this. A lot of the blokes over there are apparently are loving them because it's quite hot there at the moment. And the breathability is supposed to be very good.
Now, would you consider wearing something like that in summer here, because it gets quite hot here,
Crevo? It does get hot here, but I don't know, for me, and I don't know if this is a real fear or not,
yeah,
but I worry about, like, the protective factor.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm worried, like, all of those little holes in the laciness would get, like, caught in things.
Oh,
or,
okay, yeah.
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about then not strong enough.
No, I'm not worried about the strength as much.
But the breathability.
There is a breathability factor that I hadn't calculated in. And I think, you know, a lot of tradies do worry about breathability when it comes to undies. That's why they're all into, like, the bamboo ones and stuff.
I was about to say the bamboo, like the step ones that they keep advertising.
Exactly.
That was it, Wick Sweataway or whatever it is.
One customer in their 40s joined in the delight, saying it's very comfortable to wear and the front fits perfectly. And I love the breathability. Once again, banging on about that. I mean, have we been gypped all this time?
Maybe.
Like, it's not something I'd ever consider wearing, I don't think. But when you hear all those benefits, you do think maybe they're onto something.
Would you consider, like, designing your own pair, maybe, of the lacy ones to make it a bit more...
I don't think I have masculine.
Yeah, a bit more masculine. Maybe a camo version.
A camo
version of lacy men's boxers.
That might sell a few more pairs.
Maybe.
Otherwise, I don't think it would be a big hit here in Australia.
But the thing is, like coming from a woman's perspective, I don't really wear the lacy ones that often anyway. The lacy ones are for intimate moments,
special. You don't like the breathability, Meg?
I don't. Well, I've never really thought about the breathability, to be honest. I just wear the cheapy Kmart and Big W ones.
You've never thought, I wish there was a bit more free-flowing air down
here? No, I'm not really thinking about that. Maybe because the guys have got a little bit more going on down there. They need the breathability.
Quite possibly.
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. As I was just saying, though, I don't understand if this is an everyday thing, because it's like, as I said, I only wear the sexy ones, the lacy ones.
Once in a while.
Once if I know that I'm going to be in that situation.
So, well, this guy, once again, that was buying them, he said he bought one in every colour except pink that he wasn't brave enough to.
You know what? give it a couple of months. He's going to get the pink ones just for a laugh.
Yeah, of course.
And then he's going to realise when you wear pink, like if it's like a hot pink, it's going to make you look more tanned. And he's going, oh, I look good in these.
Okay, quite possibly.
I can guarantee that's what's going
to
happen.
The next underwear trend may be coming to Australia.
So for Christmas, I'm getting you a hot pink lacy pair of boxer shorts.
I don't think I'll
actually
wear them,
no,
to be honest.
I'll let Emmy, your partner, know.
It feels
if
all
I
a bit
buy,
weird, Meg.
If I buy you underwear for Christmas, there's something wrong.
The Novos. They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy Gump.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Oh, good morning, Meg.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, producer Jackson.
Good morning.
And to Jess.
Hello.
That's a good day today.
Yeah.
What are you going to call it the day that we called it earlier? Hump day?
Hump day? Nah.
You're off it now.
I've got a feeling that Jackson's going to judge me if I say hump day.
Oh, I say it sometimes. Whenever I do say it, though, I feel really gross.
Yeah. Like dirty.
Humping on air.
I just gave everybody the ick by saying hump day. Do you know what I mean?
Got to have a shower now.
Yeah.
Which you're not doing
it. What ick? It was an ick before Jackson, like, entered the building.
Oh.
Oh.
Is it just me?
Is Jackson giving us the ick?
Well, look, let's be honest. Like, when a really cool person does say something icky, it does really stand out. So I get it. I get it that I've come in and I've said that and now everyone realises that it's daggy. It must be really hard watching me be so cool.
It's
tough.
It's like when I say, like, yeet.
that doesn't work.
Oh, no, ick.
Remember when people used to say on fleek as well?
Oh, my God.
That was gross. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Oh, Jess, you're so young.
So, like, oh, that's on fleek. Like, that's perfect.
It's so cool. Yeah.
I'm on fleek for
my
hump
hair
day.
Is on fleek. My makeup was on fleek.
It's making me feel
we're
gross.
So cringe.
I don't like it.
Hey, shall we move on?
I think we should.
Good idea. We will forget
on fleek ever happened.
Yeah. And move on to lads versus lasses, of course. Lasses on 46, getting very close here.
We are
here.
Climbing back.
Lads on 48, the prize this morning, awesome. $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown. This is a delicious cafe over at Katara. Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
At the Homemaker Centre.
I've said it before, I'll say it again, the milkshakes. Oh!
Really good.
So good.
What a way to start your day, winning yourself coffee, breakfast, whatever. You can spend on whatever you want. 50 bucks to spend there. We need one guy and one girl. Take on a little quiz, couple of questions. 13:10:09, if you want to play lads versus lasses, defend your honour.
I love defend your honour. Yeah, regal.
Well, right. It is.
We'll do it next. Lads versus lasses, 13:10:09, if you do want to play.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, this is our battle of the sexes right now. The lads on 48, still winning, still on top. The lasses on 46, so 2 points between it. Right now, we do need a lady, though, to play. 13:10:09, if you would like to, you know, get a point plus 50 bucks to spend at Gamble and Brown. Lovely breakfast, and coffees, cakes, whatever you want. Get into all of that.
Lasses, don't get discouraged. Come on, we're only 2 points away from tying the scores up.
Or guys can win instantly. It's fine.
Nah, absolutely not. The lasses are going to call through, but we're going to Michael in Aberglasslyn. He's a roofer, 184 centimetres tall with brown hair and brown eyes. Tell us. This is a dating profile. Scared of sharks and loves a great northern. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. How are we?
When doing Jackson well. Was asking you all those questions, were you like, are you signing me up for OK Cupid or something?
Yeah, I was a bit concerned of where we're going on this program today.
Are you single?
No, I've got a partner and a little one on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats, man. That's awesome.
All right, well, let's get into your questions then, Michael. Okay, question one. If you buy jewellery from Tiffany & Co., what colour is the box that it comes in?
I'm going to say it's like a turquoise aqua blue.
Sure is. Well
sure
done.
Sure is.
All right, question two. What is Garnier Olia?
Beauty product.
It's a hair product. I need a bit more information.
It's a dye.
Yeah, it is.
Jeez, Michael, look at you go. All right.
Absolute
question three,
genius.
Multiple choice. What does the store Bailey Nelson sell? Is it A, flowers, B, shoes, or C, glasses? Cool. You'll see this at Charlestown Square.
If I'm quite honest with you, I just moved from Sydney up here not long ago, so I haven't been to Charleston yet.
That's all right. Take a stab.
But we will just go with B.
B? Glasses, sorry.
Hey, thanks to Michael for joining us, you know, when he's moved from Sydney.
I know, right?
I like that. That's good.
And smashing lads versus lasses, by the way.
Yeah, straight off the bat. All right, let's meet our last now. It's Kylie from Aberglasslyn. And she says that women have it all over the men. Oh,
yeah,
you're going to win today.
We are
going to
smash it, right,
all right,
Kylie?
Good luck. Good luck.
We are,
babe. I love this.
Okay.
Confidence. You need three for an instant win.
Question one. Mustad is a famous brand of what?
Sauce.
No. Fishing gear.
All right, we need this to stay in the game.
Too. Yeah, you even knew that, but you just didn't know it.
It sounded like mustard, to be fair.
No, well,
it did.
There you go.
I clearly said mustard. All right, here we go. Number two. A Morse taper is a type of what? I'll give you a hint. How about that? It's a tool.
No.
Nothing. It's a drill bit.
Bugger.
Which means Michael from Aberglasen, the roofer, the big tall roofer, is ready to go and a winner.
Dude. Yeah, $50 gambling round voucher coming your way, Michael. Well done.
Thank you very
much. You smashed it today. Thank you for joining us, too. We really appreciate it.
And congrats. Enjoy the food, the coffee, all that good stuff.
Hey, we're going to Canada next. A couple who have made it really big on OnlyFans have discovered something about their relationship. They've been together for 2 years. Something might be tearing them apart. Something might not think could tear them apart.
It's not the OnlyFans, is it?
It's not the OnlyFans. They're making bank off that.
We'll get into that.
Exactly. We'll get into the details next. The Novos. And we're heading over to Canada to meet Carly and Mercedes. Now, they have an OnlyFans account, right?
I always love someone named after a car brand.
Mercedes. Do you reckon there's a kid out there named Holden?
Of course there is, or Meg. Ford. Meg, every name you think, no, it can't be, there's someone named that.
There's probably. We'll search for Facebook later.
Yeah.
Anyway, this couple, they've been together for 2 years and they have an OnlyFans account together where they obviously share some intimate photos, intimate moments, all that kind of stuff.
Just a couple of ladies making some money.
Making some bank. Anyway, so what's happened is they've realised 2 years into their relationship that their respective mothers have slept with the same man. Now, these two women share a bit of a resemblance. They're thinking there's a possibility they're half-sisters.
Now, this is a very tricky situation.
Very tricky situation.
Because on the one hand, I don't know if what they're doing could be technically illegal.
It is. It is,
right?
In Canada.
And then, but then there's the issue, like, I guess they can't really have a child together.
This is where all the fights are happening. So, in the comments section on their OnlyFans, people are very fired up about this because they're like, on one hand, as you said, it is illegal to date your sibling at the same time.
Make me feel weird.
Make you feel weird. And then at the same time, it's not like they're going to be having children together. So everyone's saying, guys, you need to get a DNA test. ASAP, you need to work out whether you're related or not.
And that, because it's sort of like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
You know, once you open that box, then you know.
Exactly. So it's 2 years they've been dating. The reveal that happened on OnlyFans, 6.9 million views.
Wow.
Right? This is just insane. So they haven't actually said whether they're going to keep dating if they find out.
That's so interesting because obviously the problem is if they do that, then they're in a technically illegal spot, aren't they?
Exactly, because they've announced it. And looking at the photos, you've seen the photos of these two, they do look awfully similar.
Like in a lot of ways, not just the face.
At the same time, is this just a ruse to get some more OnlyFans followers?
I don't think so because they look so similar, Meg. You got to admit they really do look like they could be sisters.
Yeah.
Like I've seen sisters or brothers that look less similar.
Mm.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite striking.
Well, it looks like a lot of people are... It's really half and half at this point.
Mm.
A lot of people are saying, just stay together.
And I'm cares?
The problem is... You put it out there in the world, 6.9 million people know that you're possibly dating your sister.
What would you do in that situation, Meg?
I'd break up
without even testing?
Without even questioning it.
Would you, without even testing?
If I found out that I was dating my stepbrother or half-brother, bye-bye.
But you don't ever want kids either.
I don't want kids either.
Still couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. No way.
No, neither could I.
No.
It's pretty messed up, really, isn't it?
Oh, just... Awkward situation all around, let me tell you.
Oh, well, if you need to figure this out for yourself, you can go check out their OnlyFans.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on this, actually, to find out if they actually get the DNA test done. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
Do not mix this with alcohol, and what do they do? Jagerbomb.
Bonobos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
Absolutely wild story you showed me yesterday, Meg, about this guy who'd been working in a supermarket for about a year and a half.
Yep.
He'd been doing sort of two jobs, security and delivery driving. Absolutely cracked it. He said he was so stressed from the work, he decided to burn the shop down.
Now, that's luckily, one way to get out of going to work.
Luckily, no one's injured. I think he did it like at night.
Yeah.
So there was no one there, and he was working security, so he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And he said, I was too stressed. I couldn't handle the stress, so he burned the sucker down.
Not to mention, he was part time.
He wasn't even
full time employee.
Far out. This is what I wanted to do here. 13:10:09. Tell us about the work tantrums that you've seen.
Oh.
So this could be people coming into your work as well and just absolutely cracking it, or people that have just, you know,
had enough
at work, stormed out. I'd love to hear a storm out story.
Yeah, storm out stories are always the best.
The Novos.
And we're talking about when you absolutely crack it and have a work tantrum, because this guy in Japan, he was basically totally sick of the work at the supermarket, doing security, plus he was also doing delivery driving, obviously totally unhappy with it, had a real tantrum and a meltdown and burnt the place down.
Oh, jeez.
Extreme example, right? Extreme example. But it does happen. I remember working, I was doing a sales job, and this one rep on our team, he was just always stressed out.
Yeah.
Like, he did pretty well for the company, but he was always stressed out about the work. And one day he just cracked it, told the boss what he thought, and took off. And then they realized he'd taken off with he'd gone in a work car. Like, the car.
Oh.
The car belonged to the work, and he had the work laptop.
Oh.
It took them 3 months to recover it, because he just stopped answering his phone.
And he just ignored them for months.
He just ignored them for months. And then somebody who was like his friend on the team had to go over to his house and take it all back.
Jeez. So, like, did he let him in?
Yeah. Like, he'd sort of gotten over it by then.
Yeah, okay.
But he'd worked for the company for like 10 years and they ended up having to fire him via voicemail. Because he wouldn't answer his phone or anything.
Send a letter saying, you are officially no longer employed here.
That's what basically happened. Because at first it's like, oh, I guess he's sort of on stress leave.
Yeah.
Or they don't really know. Because
leave without pay.
He's been there for like 10 years and was a very loyal employee. And one day just cracked
it. It's the loyal ones you got to look out for. So the guy that I worked with when I worked at a supermarket.
Yeah.
He was just having a bad couple of days. And I could tell. I'm like, are you all right? And he goes, yeah. Anyway, customers started yelling at him for no particular reason, and he cracked.
Yeah.
Called her a bitch, told her to F off.
Really?
Walked into the staff room, grabbed his gear, and walked out.
Oh, very dramatic.
Very dramatic. Like, she was being a bit of a bitch.
Yeah.
I won't lie. She was abusing him for something that wasn't his fault.
You still don't call the customer that. Doesn't matter what they're doing.
She deserved it. And we're sitting there because there was a big commotion. Like, the manager was going out, don't leave. You know what the best part is? They understood where he was coming from. He came back 3 months later.
And they hired him
they
back.
They hired him back.
I like that.
Incredible.
That's a boss that understands,
knew that he was going through some stuff, some pretty hectic stuff, and the customer was being a real jerk. So...
Oh, good on him. At least he got his job back.
Yeah.
I feel like he deserved it.
He's not
situation.
In retail anymore. Thank goodness for that. He's doing what he actually loves. So that's really good to see. Hopefully he's not yelling at people there.
Well, he probably isn't, because the customers aren't driving him mad.
No, just the clients now. Just the clients.
That's it.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I got details on how Kim Kardashian decided to introduce her kids to Pete Davidson, because, of course, that's a big thing for parents.
Big.
Yes. Also, too, new court docs have shone a light on Elon Musk's relationship with his children.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
All right, we'll get into it next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crivo.
Megan Crivo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, Jackson. Kim Kardashian introducing her kids to Pete Davidson. She's released the information on how that went down.
Yeah, because this is like a real stressful time for parents. And you know, there's this big debate about when's it necessary. I think for everybody's situation, it's very different. But here's how Kim K handled it.
Luckily, I have a sister that has been through it all. And we talked about it. And I consulted with a few therapists and friends that have been through it. So I definitely wanted to wait 6 months. And that was like the marker. And I think it's different for everyone and different things work for different people, but you just have to do what feels right and try to just be as respectful and cautious as possible.
It is so true that it is different for everybody.
Oh,
I mean,
100%.
She's lucky enough that she has got like money and stuff like that to consult the right people.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people don't, but I mean, in those situations, I think that it's very much just about the kids as opposed to anyone else. When you have kids, it's no longer about you, is it?
No, absolutely.
Nothing
is. And imagine that. That's the hardest thing. It's like trying to balance your happiness with your kids' happiness and safety.
And and your ex's happiness as well, to a degree.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes under the one cap, right?
Yeah.
Tough being a parent.
Good luck to you both, because you both want to be parents.
You know, I want 7 children. Fingers crossed I never have to go through any of that kind of stuff. But I mean, you know what? I like that the Kardashians... People shit on the Kardashians a lot. They do speak very well about parenting, I think. They do the co-parenting thing well, and they don't put pressure on people when they speak about, like, this is how you have to do it. So, you know. Talking about parenting, Elon Musk's new court documents have come out that his daughter has filed to have him removed as his parent on the birth certificate. Yeah. So that's not very good. Also to his transitioning, so changing genders from female to male.
Oh, okay. So, I thought it was the other way around.
Maybe male to female. I might have read that wrong.
I'm not sure. I'm a little bit confused.
There is a transition there, but it mustn't be very good in the Elon Musk household. That's just a tough time.
Six or seven kids.
It's funny, we were talking about Elon Musk and all his kids this morning, and he just seems to just go from one girl to the next, and then they're pregnant and they have kids, and then he moves on.
Yeah,
I really do feel for his child in this situation, though, because that is 18 years old going through that. You need your dad
support.
But I suppose if they don't want them on the birth certificate, then maybe it's better that
Obviously, Elon's maybe done something to rub them up the wrong way.
Families are a tough thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can't choose them.
You never know what's going on behind closed doors, that's for sure.
I know those. They're local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
13:10:09, dob in a long talker. Do you live with a long talker or do you know one?
Mm.
What I'm sort of getting at here is people that just don't know when to end a conversation.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a lot of those out there. So this is all because Joe Biden, he was doing some just chatting to to the people, right?
Yeah.
It was at this event and people could ask him questions. It was sort of an outdoor situation.
Mm.
And his wife and daughter had to drag him away because they're like, that's enough. You've spoken enough now. Time to get back in the car. Let's go.
Let's go.
Because
the sun's about to set, Joe.
He's obviously one of those people that just doesn't know when to end a conversation.
To me, it tends to be an older person.
My pop
was known for it.
Yeah. It's something unique, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a friend whose uncle is notorious. Like, he's always at their family parties, and when I'm there, you see him. If you get on the other end of a conversation with him, you're stuck.
You're stuck. You find a way to try and get out of the conversation.
Good luck to you if that happens.
Yeah.
13:10:09, dob in a long talker. We'll do it up next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good old Joe Biden. Look, showing his age, because he was at this sort of situation where he could talk to punters, answer questions with just regular people. His wife, Jill, had to drag him away because he just kept talking and talking and talking.
Sounding a lot like this.
Like the time I caught the ferry over to Shelbyville, I needed a new heel for my shoe. So,
this is exactly what Joe Biden sounds like.
I know. And the conversation just goes and goes and goes. You think, what is the point of this?
No one cares. Long, no one cares.
13, 10, and 9 to dob in a long talker.
Yeah, let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. Who is the long talker in your life?
Oh, look, his name's Dylan.
Dylan. And how does Dylan bore you to death?
Well, it can start one person saying, like, something about going to Cubs or Scouts, you know?
Yep.
And he'll bring up a life moment of Scouts, and then somehow working on a washing machine will intertwine with Scouts. Next minute, he's fixing the air conditioner, and next minute, he's talking about how he watched the African guys building huts in the middle of the forest on Facebook.
He got all the way to that from Scouts.
Yeah, and then by the end of it, he's asking if I can come over and help build a hut in the middle of the
forest. Matt! Oh, that is great.
Classic Dylan.
Classic Dylan. Oh,
classic
my God.
Long talker. Some of them just go and go and go.
It's so funny how it can go from something like that, from Scouts to a washing machine to helping Matt going over to Dylan's house to build a hut.
I know. A case of verbal diarrhea.
Yes. Maybe him and Joe Biden are mates.
Oh, definitely.
Hey, we were talking the other day about this $25 million flagpole that's being built, potentially being built on the Sydney Harbour Bridge so they can fly the Aboriginal flag.
Yeah.
Now, apparently there is an update on this. The Novos. And a big update about the $25 million flagpole for the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Now, admittedly, we thought a bit ridiculous, $25 million.
We talked about this the other day and we're like, there's something that just stinks a little bit.
Not right. So this company has come out who's actually specializes in poles and flags.
Yeah, because you got to have businesses for everything, right?
Yeah, they were saying the $25 million was actually to replace all of the flagpoles, not just to erect one.
Okay. Right? Look, that makes some sense.
This company has come out and said, and they're located on the northern beaches in Sydney as well, so they know the Sydney area. They know what it's like.
An hour's drive, basically, from the Harbour Bridge.
It would only cost $200,000. $200,000.
How have they gotten it
now,
so wrong?
$200,000, I'm not great at percentages, but that's a...
I think it's 1%.
1% roughly?
Less than 1%.
Less, who knows?
So who is getting the rest of the $25 million? What the hell is going on?
Now, what they're trying to say is, obviously, the Sydney Harbour Bridge is a toll road, correct?
Yeah.
They're going to need to close the Sydney Harbour Bridge to be able to do this.
Yeah,
and they're trying to say they're going to lose all this money in tolls.
Wrong.
As well. Dominic Perrottet has come out and said, look, because he was quizzed by a reporter a couple of days ago.
Like,
saying,
what the heck is
like,
going
this third flag, why is it so why is it so expensive? Dominic Perrottet's response, I don't know, but it does. That's how much it costs.
Oh, not
enough. He has no idea.
Not good enough. And I was thinking about this the other day. This is sort of his first big test, really. Because before this, he really hasn't had to worry that much about, like, different things going on. He's just basically cruised in and sort of kept doing what was already being done.
Exactly. So apparently he confirmed with another radio station in Sydney saying, it doesn't pass the pub test. He's going to do look at other quotes to try and bring the price down.
This is absolute insanity. If they go ahead with this, what an insane waste of money.
This is a guy who's never shopped around for anything in his life.
Nah, you've hit the nail on the head, because if people tell him, like, a tradie comes to his house.
Yeah.
And says, oh, mate, to, you know, fix your area will be $5,000. You just believe
He's going to write a check.
Yeah.
He's not going to question it.
Can we all just point out, too, that this is the ex-treasurer of New South Wales?
That's even worse.
That is very worrying.
If he just thinks, oh, that's just how much things cost. Look, I know inflation's a thing, but $25 million to put up a flagpole? Probably not.
Absolutely crazy if they go ahead with this.
If this company's turned around and says it's going to cost us $200,000 to do, hey, you know what? Dom, go with them.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
Take
that quote.
Close the bridge for a day. No,
this is why you've got the Sydney
happen.
Harbour Tunnel, right?
Exactly.
Do it of a night time.
They can go around.
Exactly. Not hard.
Oh, makes
not
me furious.
Costing you $25 million, Dom.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you all need to know.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
So the other day, I had to get a doctor's certificate, right, because I had a couple of days off work.
Yep, with the whole flu situation.
I've discovered the best thing in the entire world. To get a doctor's certificate.
I can't wait to hear about this.
To get a doctor's certificate, I've discovered the most easiest way to do it. If you need, like, to look, I don't want to put it out there because it's irresponsible, but if you want to chuck a sickie, I've got your details next.
Oh, this is good.
It's all I'm going to say.
This is good because, well, also, if you're just so crook with the flu.
Yeah, and you can't get out of bed.
You don't need to give it to everyone at the doctor's and they'll say, yeah, you have the flu.
Yeah, you got the flu.
We already knew that.
Yeah.
I already knew that.
We'll get into the details next. Very interesting.
The Novos.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, I was off multiple times. I had the flu, I had bronchitis, and the boss is like, Meg, you need to get a doctor's certificate. And I'm like, no doctor in their right mind is going to see me with these symptoms because they're going to think COVID.
They often reject you, actually.
Absolutely.
If you've got these kind of symptoms.
Yeah, so I rang around, I did GP access, I did all this, and they're like, nah, no one will see you because you've got a cough, you've got a fever, you've got a running nose. I'm like, what am I going to do? And everyone's like, well, just do like a doctor, like, what do you call it? Like a...
Telehealth.
Telehealth.
Yeah.
Do you think I could even get telehealth at this point?
Nah. It's really hard.
My GP had no telehealth. The only time I could see my GP was 6 weeks' time. I'm pretty sure they're not going to backdate a doctor's certificate for six weeks.
Not a chance. They won't even backdate it a day.
This is what I thought. Mm. And then I did a bit of research. So I'm like, who can do this for me? Who can do this for me? I found this place called Quokta. And it's Q-O-C-T-O-R, right? And I put in my symptoms and all that kind of stuff, and they've gone, you're eligible for our kind of telehealth with an actual doctor.
Good.
$22.
Yeah.
And I got a doctor's certificate for 3 days, backdated too.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, mate. If I knew about this, when I was working office jobs, holy crap.
It would have had a lot more days off.
The amount of times, the only reason I couldn't be bothered taking the day off is because I didn't want to sit at the medical centre for 3 hours to get me doctor's certificate.
And that's crazy because you go in there, you go into work then, you're sick.
Yeah.
You make everyone else sick. You knock the whole office out.
Well, that's what I said to you guys. I said, look, I've still got this cough, I've still got this fever, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel safe with me coming in?
No, of course not.
Because I didn't want to get you sick, but the boss is like, no, Meg, you got to get the doctor's certificate.
Yeah, well, hey, lucky you can do that.
But you found something as well very interesting.
Yeah, so I found an app you can download, and that these guys are beating around the bush less. Yours more sounds like a doctor thing, right?
I think it is a doctor.
Yeah. This is just called Sicky, right? S-I-C-K-Y, if you want to look up. New app. It's run by pharmacists. So you know how at the chemist you can get a doctor's certificate. Fair Work says that has to be accepted.
Yeah.
Right? This is run by pharmacists. Put in symptoms. They call you up and they do a little over-the-phone situation.
This is what they did with me on
Quokta. Do you sound sick? You know, that sort of thing. And then if you do, they say they'll issue the certificate. That's it. Simple as that. They said, we reject about 10% of the applicants. So, look, another way to think about this, if you're more of an optimist, 90% chance you're going to get this one.
Well, the thing is, the one for Quokta in particular that I loved, because they went through all the symptoms and things that they actually, will give a doctor's note for.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, ladies, period cramps.
Oh.
They give doctor's certificates for
that. Really?
Yep. Because you've seen me in here with mine.
Oh, yeah.
I sit in here sometimes.
Doubled over.
We're doubled over with a heat pack on my stomach and on my back because it's that bad. All I want is a day off. But what doctor is going to give me a doctor's certificate for that? Apparently they don't.
Well, hey, that's to look into. And I'm
Sticky app. Look into it.
Yeah, I think if you're really sick, don't be in work.
No.
Don't be going to, like, if you know you got the flu, you don't need to go to the doctor's office and give everyone in the office the flu.
Yeah.
How ridiculous.
Just have a look into it. Sickie app. I love it. Mm. Hey, birthday lotto is up next.
Yes.
Worth $325, Crevo.
Yeah, I've just spun the wheel. It's come up February.
Okay, if you're born in February and you want your shot at the cash, 13, 10 and 9, the lines are open. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
With only Novocastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Crevo's.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
With $325 up for grabs right now, let's try and make somebody a little bit richer.
The easiest way to score money in Newcastle, hands down. We're going to Karen in Wall's End. She's a courier. Says she's one of those people who never uses the sick days because she feels guilty and would spend the cash on a warm getaway. Karen, throw a sickie. Have the warm getaway on us.
I'll have a try.
You'll try.
That's
all
not
right.
Happening.
Let's spin these birthday balls. You're too good of an employee, Karen.
Where are you going for the warm getaway?
Queensland or further.
Oh, beautiful.
Somewhere north.
Love it.
I love it. All right, Karen, were you born on the 12th of February?
No, unfortunately.
Sorry, Karen.
No.
Unfortunately, going to have to go back to work.
Yeah.
Being that good employee that she is.
Go hand out another parcel.
Yes. Or maybe she's not a parcel courier.
Oh, yeah. It could be anything. It could be anything. Like meat or something.
Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? $325 up for grabs before 9 o'clock this morning.
The Novos.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P. Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Yesterday I saw this story about a school that is getting vape detectors installed in the toilets.
Oh, this is extreme. Like, I never thought I'd see the day. I thought maybe smoke detectors back in the day.
Well, I think they're already there, right?
I don't know. There were never smoke detectors in the bathrooms when I was at high school.
I mean, it just makes you think that a vape's really that... They must be a really bad problem in the school.
Must be a really bad issue because you can go out and buy them. And you can buy them from a servo or something, I'm pretty sure, a vape.
I don't know. I've never bought one.
No, I'm the same as well.
This is what I wanted to throw out there. 13, 10, 09, have vapes just gone mad at your kid's school?
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, and you've seen it around. Is this a really big problem? Have we sort of missed something here?
And would you like to see these vape detectors in the schools that your kids are at as well?
Yeah. 13, 10, 09, has this been a big problem at the kids' school? We'd love to hear stories about what's going on with this whole vape situation with kids. Because obviously it is not good for kids to be sucking on those things full of chemicals.
Well, let's be real. Cigarettes, bad. Vapes, bad. Bad all round.
Yeah. Apparently you get this thing called popcorn lung, which just sounds absolutely terrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that does not sound great.
Stay off the vapes, kids.
Stay off the vapes. All right, we'll take your calls next. Have vapes gone mad at your school? 13, 10, 09, get involved.
The Novos.
Talking vapes in schools.
The Novos.
Yes, I heard about they're installing vape detectors in some of the school bathrooms to try and, I guess, reduce the amount of people vaping in bath. Like, is it that big a problem? Well, I didn't realise.
Well, according to our Facebook, because a couple of the comments were on the post that we put on last night, kids are congregating in the bathrooms during breaks
and just
to share vapes.
Up.
And the other thing is, they're flushing them down the toilet.
What?
Once they're done. So they're causing the schools, like, ridiculous astronomical plumbing bills to fetch these vapes out of the toilet.
Oh, the plumbers would hate that too.
But they're making a lot of money.
They are, but plumbers hate nothing more than pulling stuff that isn't meant to be down the toilet out the toilet.
It's not ideal.
No, not at all.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. Vapes in school. Are you having an issue with this?
I am. I have a teenager and we busted her vaping in her bedroom.
Okay, so how did you go about it? First of all, where do you think she got the vape from?
She got it from school. She paid $45 in the toilet.
$45 for a vape?
Yep.
Gee, so how did you go about, like, what was the punishment?
Honestly, we didn't punish her.
Yep.
We sat down and spoke to her and said, look, honestly, they're designed for kids. It's got a battery in it and it's flavoured like a lolly.
Yeah, that's true.
if I was 16, I know I would have tried it. I tried cigarettes and other unmentionables.
Yes.
But I can't punish my kid. I said to her, I prefer you don't waste your money on that.
Yeah.
And I prefer you don't do it, but I can't stop you. And she's honestly, she cried. She gave us all her vapes.
Aww.
And she said, like, she's still going to vape with her friends, but she understands now she can't buy them. And I said to her, it's no different to cigarettes. Like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah. So is the school, is the school doing much about it?
The school goes absolutely crazy. They will have you charged as a drug dealer if they find you supplying them.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
They are quite stubborn on it.
Well, I mean,
fully in support of.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, as I said to everyone, at the end of the day, they were designed for kids, like a strawberry flavored, kiwi flavored, like they've
bubblegum
marketed them.
Yeah, kids, you so smell them. You can see, if you smell something delicious on the street now, you know it's not
That's
what
right.
you're smelling. You're smelling a vape.
That's right. And I said to my daughter, there's no point in punishing her. And even her friends were like, really? And I was like, we're all kids. You've got to make a mistake.
Yeah, well, let's face it. A lot of us have been busted, as you said, smoking a cigarette
right.
when we shouldn't have been. Not encouraging it.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't do it. Thank you, Melanie.
How frightening.
Yeah.
Paris is up next. Hello. How are you?
Hey,
Paris. We're having trouble hearing you.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
So tell us, are vapes an issue at your school?
Sorry, Paris. We can't understand.
Biggest issue there was your phone line. So we're just going to wrap that up there.
But Melanie has some good points there. That was, I respect that. But not punishing. She's like, no, this is why you can't be doing this.
Look, everyone has to read their own kids.
Yeah.
And Melanie obviously has a pretty good relationship with her kid.
Obviously,
And to have that sort of mature approach, sometimes that can really work.
Because I think it's really big on TikTok as well. A lot of TikTok influencers, if you will, probably vape, and they probably watch that and think it's cool. Look, if it's going to affect your health long term, don't do it, kids.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Look up popcorn lung.
Look up popcorn lung, as Prevo says. Uncle Prevo says, look up popcorn lung.
If you want to be shocked and appalled at what you might be in for.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
Yeah. What's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I've got audio of Ed Sheeran's onstage fail. Also, too, movie news that might have parents rejoicing, tearing their hair out. I'm not sure. Let me just say, prepare to be frozen again.
Oh, no. We were talking about this yesterday, that if it was going to happen again, oh, God. All right, we'll get into that next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
So Ed Sheeran's had an embarrassing faux pas on stage, Jackson.
Yeah, look, I think someone might be getting fired because they've sent him up on stage in front of a stadium full of, I'm talking like 50,000 people.
Yeah.
With a guitar that has no battery pack in it.
My guitar, can you switch it off for something? Trev, can I get another guitar? Sorry, guys, I think the battery's got enough.
Oh, no, Trev.
Oh, dear.
Trev's getting fired. I think the battery's gone. It's like that time that Beyonce was on stage and the lighting wasn't on and she's like singing along. She's like, someone's getting fired. Someone's getting fired. And I was like, oh, my God. She's just singing away. Wouldn't you be crapping your pants if that was you?
Oh, look, there's the number one thing if you've got an event with like speakers and stuff is make sure you've got new batteries in there.
Test the equipment and make sure it's all packed. You don't want to rock up without a cord, right?
No.
How ridiculous. You'd think that Ed Sheeran would have that sorted, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing is Ed Sheeran would have been like, after it, it's all good, mate. He wouldn't go off. I don't think he'd go off. He's not that kind of guy.
He's also the guy, though, that can, like, mate, he's like a clapper and a foot tapper, you know what I mean?
He'd in other words, he claps when the plane lands?
But also, too, he's that kind of guy that without an instrument, he'd still be like, play the fiddle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It
wouldn't stop him. Nothing slows him down.
He'd be scat singing it.
Hungry Gingy.
Yeah.
Frozen. Oh, I've got news for the parents out there. Do you reckon parents love Frozen or they hate it? I think they love it when it's out on streaming services because they can just turn it on and walk away from their kids at the TV, but when it's at the cinemas they have to take their kids and watch it.
I still to this day have not seen Frozen.
Same.
I have not either. I know all the songs though.
Let It Go.
Yes.
Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
My nieces are obsessed with dressing like Elsa.
God.
And look, I can't confirm. Kristen Bell can't either, but she did have this to say about the third installment of the Disney film.
I would like to officially announce
with zero authority, Frozen 3.
Wow!
Please bear in mind I did say zero authority because I can't do that.
Definitely happening, right?
The amount of money they've made from this ridiculous franchise is just insane.
Anyone could tell you there's a Frozen 3. The closest I get is Frozen Margaritas, which are excellent.
Yes.
Now, all I need to tell you is how many Ice Ages are there? There's like six.
Is there?
Yeah, five or six.
I've seen the first two, I think.
I think I've seen the first three.
I've seen the first zero.
Yeah.
That's not my vibe.
It has to, something about frozen environments.
Kids love.
The kids love.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe in Australia because it's so bloody warm and the idea of going to the cinema in summer where it's nice and cool.
I think that's a stretch. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
But I think Frozen keeps getting released around Christmas time.
Do you know what they should do with Frozen? Do you know how you have NCIS crossovers? Or like Grey's Anatomy with Ladder 9 or something like that? Let's do a Frozen crossover with Ice Age.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Oh. Sid the Sloth.
This is why you're meant for LA, Jackson.
Yeah, you could be so rich off that one idea.
What would the premise be? Sid dating Elsa.
Yeah, something. Oh, God, he just creeps me out, that Sid.
The Laugh Dandelion.
Thank you very much, Jackson. We're going to check in with the newsroom next.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
Do not mix this with alcohol. And what do they do? Jager Bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
And straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with the producer Jackson.
Yo, let's get it started with Noted. Oh, I want to know. Isn't this just like a song that gets you in the mood for it?
It does.
Especially for what is it?
In the mood for what, Jackson?
For a hump day.
For a hump day.
Maneskin? I don't know how we say that these days.
You know what? It's been a year. None of us know how to say it.
No one knows. Everyone, I say it differently all the time.
I say Mineskin. I'm probably wrong.
Do you know what's really funny too? I love giving tips on how to say it. I don't have a clue. Don't listen to me. They are coming up and I am never emotionally stable enough for this song. I always think I am. By the end of it, I'm crying. And yes, I'm a man that shows his feelings. Deal with it.
And I was wrong, but I was told that it was actually written about his doll.
I hope that's true.
Right? Oh. And they're like, because like chasing cars is what dogs do. Turns out it's not accurate, but when I found that out, oh my God, this is so much more emotional for me.
Do you know what? I love a good cry to a song.
Yes. This is one of them.
It's my go-to.
Especially where you love Grey's Anatomy. This is in Grey's
Sometimes
Anatomy.
I just go like YouTube sad clips from Grey's Anatomy and I'll sit there. Yeah, because Crevo, you know I like a cry.
Yeah, I do
cried
know
in front
that.
Of yesterday just because I get a bit emotional. You know, I love just getting it out. It's such a good feeling.
In the car.
We should all cry.
Listening to music. I'm not going to cry today. You've seen me cry enough.
Men don't cry enough.
Yeah.
That is true.
No shame around crying.
No.
Now you got to
let one out, guys, on the job site. Just have a tiny little tear.
Have a cry.
Have a cry.
Cut some onions.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock.
Up next, though, Would I Lie to You? This is, of course, your chance to play Human Lie Detector.
Yes.
One of us, either Meg or myself, is holding a real item. The other is purely lying to you. It's your job to find out who is telling the truth. The prize today, a family pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice.
How convenient. I love going to the movies, especially in winter.
How convenient.
How convenient. If you want to play Would I Lie to You, 1309, the lines are open now. Ready to play after REM, Orange Crush on 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Meg and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
With Meg and Crevo.
Meg and Crevo.
Would I lie to you,
baby? Would I lie to you? Yeah, very simple premise. All you have to do is figure out which one of us, either Meg or myself, is telling the truth. Who has the real object in their hand?
Yeah.
And who is just making things up to try and trick you? The prize.
A dirty, rotten liar.
Which one of us is the dirty, rotten liar today? The prize of family pass to Reading Cinemas to see the movie of your choice, which is a good prize.
Yeah, let's meet Kia. Hey, Kia.
Hi.
Are you good at being a human lie detector, Kia?
Well, we'll soon find out.
That is true. Like, can you spot someone lying from a mile away?
Sometimes.
Okay. My kids are there. Oh, the kids in particular, yeah. All right, so who would you like to go first, myself or Crevo?
Crevo.
Okay, let's go, Crevo.
So what I've got here is a small box of Zenith, which is the brand, hex head screws. So I've just obviously had them from doing a bit of renovation stuff. They were just in the van, so I brought them in here. Zenith is, like, they're the best screws. You want to get them if you want good quality stuff.
This isn't a sponsored ad.
No, it's not. I'm just telling you. That's just me giving out free information. I'll just shake the box around a little bit. Turn that music down for a second, sure, Meg, sure, if you will. And I'll just... You hear that? They're the screws. And like I said...
Tic-tac.
They're the hex head ones, which are the best, because obviously I'm not, you know, from the past.
No, you stopped in at the server on the way here and got a packet of Tic-Tacs. What are you talking about?
Meg, that's Meg trying to throw you off.
What I've got, Kia, is... So I like to give stuff to Crevo to sell at his store, and I found this at home because I've got no room for it. So it's a candle holder, and it's clear, but it's got a secondary, like, place that you put the actual candle in. So if we take it out...
That's Meg just clinking two glasses together, by the way.
And I'll shake the actual little part...
It's just put like a little eraser thing
smells
in there.
Smells delicious, by the way. It's like vanilla raspberry candle in there. And it's so on the outside of it, it's got like fake grass down the bottom.
Fake grass?
And these beautiful pink little flowers. And when you actually put the candle in and light it up, it looks like they flicker with dragonflies. It's so cute.
Sounds pretty fake to me.
Yeah. All right, Kia, have you got a question for Crevo or myself?
No, I don't.
No, all right. Tell us, who do you think is holding the real item?
Sorry, Meg, I think Crevo is.
You think Crevo is holding the pack of screws?
Yes.
Sorry.
He's lying to you. He doesn't even have anything in here. He played that noise off his phone, Kia.
Off YouTube.
Oh, so I actually do have a candle holder here.
Oh, well.
Oh, sorry, Kia.
Better luck next time.
Oh, look. Turns out I don't know what I'm talking about, even when I'm holding the real item.
Hey, I think that's an indictment on you being a truthful person because you're not a good liar.
No, that's true. Well, I wasn't lying, though. That's the problem.
No one believes you, man.
Oh, well, hopefully we can make someone else a winner. Birthday Lotto's up next for $325.
Yeah, that's right. All you need to do is be born in the month of June.
Okay, if you're born in June and you want $325, the lines are open. 13, 10 and 9, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
With only Nova Caspian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday Lotto.
You just made my day.
It is the month to be born to win $325, Crevo. June, right? June, baby?
Yeah, that's the month,
that
if you were wondering.
That is what we are looking for. Who have we got?
Let's meet our contestant. It's Alicia from Madawi, is a community registered nurse. Hey, thanks for your work over the pandemic. She's friendly, fun and confident and needs the cash to put towards a holiday. Hey, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So where are you thinking of your holiday, or do you already have it booked?
No, just a camping trip.
I like camping as well.
You love camping.
Yeah, I actually do. I find it very relaxing to be out in nature, not too many things to bother you, cooking your food on the fire. It's all very good.
Too cold for me. Yeah. Invest in a really nice swag, Alicia, with the $325.
Yeah, I do have a swag.
Already,
upgrade.
Already got one.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls. Hopefully get you the cash for your camping trip. Fingers crossed.
Good luck.
Okay, Alicia, were you born on the 27th of June?
No.
Were we close?
No, the
4th. Oh, well, happy birthday for a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Enjoy your camping trip.
We couldn't give you the cash, but that means it's going to jackpot to $350 tomorrow.
That it does.
How good. 105 minutes commercial free up next.
We've got Juzzy Bieber.
Beautiful.
Do you really like the name Juzzy Bieber?
No, he's the type of person who will, like, abuse you for calling him that. That's not my name.
The Juzzy Bieber sounds like some sort of hipster, like, milk and beer hybrid.
It sounds like a character out of Yogi Bear.
Yeah, pretty
Juzzy Wuzzy Bieber.
Meg's favourite, Gaga, and Hold My Hands.
I can't believe this movie. It's gone nuts.
It's pretty crazy, right? I still haven't seen it, but everyone's saying, yeah, go get on it.
No,
I've never seen a Top Gun movie. Crevo, are you with me?
He watched it the other night.
The original, wowzers. But I only watched about 3/4 of the way through, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, some people get it, some people don't they?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm one of those people. David Guetta, Becky Hill.
This is
well.
My vibe. Thank you, Jack.
I love this, right?
My vibe.
This is what we need. 105 minutes commercial free. Kicking off for you in minutes. Have a great Wednesday. We will catch you tomorrow, guys.
See ya.
Bye.